listeners of EC English, welcome back.
EC 英语的听众朋友们，欢迎大家收听由 EC 文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 彬彬。
This is Mary.
Mary, 今天啊，我们要跟大家一起来聊一聊孩子跟谁姓这个问题。
So which surname does a child take in Western societies?
为什么我们要聊这个话题呢？因为最近啊，出了一件事儿，就是网红 Papi 酱在微博呢被骂了，因为他的孩子跟爸爸姓。
First, I have to say, I love the name Papi 酱. I don't know why. It's so cute. It's just a cute name. So there's this influencer in China who's apparently caught some flack for letting her kid take the father's last name.
哎，刚才你讲到了这个 catch flack, 对吧？你说这个 Papi 酱 caught some flack.这是什么意思呢？
It means that someone will get criticism about something.
就是受抨击的意思。To catch flack for something. Mary, 这个跟谁姓哈，在英文当中怎么说呢？
We call this taking someone's name or taking someone's surname.
哎，那在英语当中哈，这个 last name, surname, 还有 family name, 它们都是姓的意思，有区别吗？
I would say...Most commonly, we say last name, and then surname is maybe more official,and then family name, we usually don't really say family name.
所以呢，姓氏呢，一般来讲是用这个 last name, 但是更加官方正式的说法是 surname.
Exactly.、Yeah. You might ask someone, oh, what's your last name?
你姓什么？ What's your last name?、你们那边的孩子是跟谁姓呢？
So traditionally, usually a child takes the father's last name, and a wife will usually take the husband's name after they get married.
Wow, 在西方传统当中，不但孩子要 take the father's name, 要跟着父亲姓，而且呢，婚后妻子还要 take her husband's name, 还要随夫姓。在中国文化当中，其实孩子也是要随爸爸姓的，也要 take the father's name。结果呢 ，Papi 酱就因此而被抨击。哎，在英语当中有没有这样的一个 term 表示键盘侠呢
？Troll, T-R-O-L-L, troll,
键盘侠就是喷子。
These are people who have nothing better to do than just insult people on the internet and like have a lot of opinions about everything and get angry at everything.
对，所以呢，这种 troll 我们可以怎么用呢？我们可以说 he is a troll, right?
He is a troll. You can also use it as a verb. So if someone is criticizing or being mean to someone on the internet, you can say, oh, he's trolling her.
Troll. 那一群人呢，我们可以说 they are trolls.
Yes, a lot of trolls. There are a lot of trolls.On the internet. So children who are born to single mothers usually take the mother's last name, and then if she gets remarried, the child will take the stepfather's last name, which is actually how it happened with my dad.
Wow, 也就是说你的姓这个 Carter 就是你爸爸的继父的姓，对不对？
Yeah.
Wow, 未婚妈妈，那么孩子会 take the mother's name, 对吗？如果是后面又结婚了，孩子可能要随着 stepfather's name. 那 modern life 当中呢，就是现代社会当中呢？
So we might say anything goes, 随便。If you want your kid to take the father's last name, it's okay. If you want them to take the mother's name, it's okay. If you want to like combine the two names together, anything is okay, anything goes.
西方现代社会呢，孩子跟谁姓呢都是 anything goes, 就是随便 anything goes, 想跟爸爸姓 go for it, 想跟妈妈姓 cool, 对吧，想把爸妈的名字这个姓呢用这个连字符号连起来姓 it's also cool, right? 还可以把爹妈姓氏的字母拆分混合起来变成一个新的 surname, 反正就是 anything goes. 但是这样的话如果不跟爸爸姓就是不会觉得奇怪吗？
Yeah, some people do. A lot of people will think it's weird if you have your kid have a different name of the, than the father. It's just more understood and it's more accepted than it used to be.
很多人开始这样做，但并不代表大家都不觉得奇怪，对吧？只是比以前好接受了一些。哎，你知道 Mary 在中国哈，你看我有一个亲戚，爸爸呢姓孙，妈妈呢姓杨，孩子呢就叫孙杨什么什么什么。西方也有这种情况吗？
We do have that. So we call this combining surnames, and we can hyphenate the two names. So if you have the mother whose last name is Smith, and a father whose last name is Jones, it would be Smith hyphen Jones.
啊，也就是说就在两个爸爸的姓和妈妈的姓中间呢加一个 dash, adding a dash, right?、加一个连字符号、变成一个新的姓。哇、哎，这个就是我要问你的，因为我知道在这个欧美哈，夫妻结婚之后，妻子的姓一般都会改成丈夫的姓，是不是这样的？
嗯、yeah, so traditionally, a woman does change her surname to that of her husband's after they get married.
跟中国的传统很像，但中国现在已经没有这个传统了，但是我觉得它很美好。
For us, you could say it's both traditional and cultural, pretty big cultural thing.A big reason that surnames became so popular is that back in the old days, there were only like so many, like six first names floating around. So in your village, you'd have like 10 Peters, 10 Marys.
你们西方人取名不像我们中国哈，就是你们比较随意一些，你们就会有很多的这个 Michael 啊 Peter 啊 Jack, Sally, Emily, 对不对
Exactly, exactly. So when there's 10 Sallys, or I should say 10 Michaels in your village,、and you want to leave a lot of money and a lot of land to them,、you need a legal way to ensure that the proper Michael, the proper person, gets this land. Otherwise, six other Michaels are going to come up and say, oh no, he meant me, he meant me, he meant me.
所以呢在村里边如果有十个 Michael 的话有钱人要确保他的财产继承人能够安全合法的去继承这个 inherited their land or wealth, 那么就必须要有一个 surname 进行一个区分，对吧？所以呢，这就是 surname 为什么这么 popular.
So the issue that many people find with it these days is that in olden times, a woman changing her name to that of her husband's also signified that she was then part of his property.
的确是现在可能很多人不喜欢就觉得好像妻子随了丈夫姓之后就会变成了丈夫的一个 property, 一个财产一样对吧、
So, but still in the States, and I'm sure still in China, some people follow these traditions really closely. I know I've met multiple people in America who still believe that the man should be the head of the household in charge of everything.
西方人还是有很多人会觉得丈夫是家庭的头，对吗？圣经里面也是这样教导的。我们家其实 Mary, 我们家其实就是一个 traditional family. My husband considers himself to be the head of the household.
What do you consider him though?
I try to consider him as the head, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I call him 家主 which means the lord of the family.
Oh man, I want to be the lord of the family. Such a cool title.
那么在中国文化里哈 Mary, 你知道如果这个孩子不跟爸爸姓的话对爸爸来说是有点丢脸的、可能对很多家庭来说是这样的。美国也这样吗？
I would say, I think it's a mixed bag.
Mixed bag, 就指参差不齐的 right? A mixed bag.
I think it's a mixed bag. You'll get some people who think it's emasculating. It makes them feel like less than a man.And you'll get people who think it's really cool, and you also get people who don't care.
Yeah, 所以呢，总之这个态度的话还是 mixed bag.总会有一些人觉得如果孩子不跟这个父亲姓的话、这个父亲就会有点 emasculating、不太像爷们儿。但是呢也会有人觉得 it's really cool 当然了、也会有一批人觉得 I don't care
Exactly
所以呢是一个 mixed bag、谈到这个地方哈我突然又想起来美国人是怎么样称呼你们的这个 parents-in-laws 就是说怎么样去称呼你的公婆呀还有岳父岳母我记得你们好像不会叫 dad 或者 mom 对不对
I would say the majority of people just call them by their first names
大部分人是不会叫公婆或者岳父岳母叫他们爸爸妈妈而是直接叫他们的 first name 就直接叫他们的名字
Yeah like my sister-in-law calls my parents Linda and Charlie and it's normal
他弟妹叫 Mary 的爸爸妈妈就直接叫名字 Linda 这样的那会不会有人叫 Mom 或者 Dad
it will probably be considered weird.
哇，所以呢还不能随便叫哈。如果你叫的话，必须你们这个关系真的是非常的 close。突然之间这样改口叫爸爸妈妈，可能还会让人觉得特别奇怪 ，very weird, right?
If you want to, you can ask, "Is it okay if I call you mom? Is it okay if I call you dad?" I think they might be very touched if you ask that.
在西方的话，有很多的女权主义者，很多的 feminists。他们会主张孩子应该跟妈妈姓吗
？Some do and some don't. Some don't care.
Yeah, some do, some don't. Some don't care.
Yeah, like for me, feminism is about the choice that you can make. You can choose what you want to be, if you want to have a career, even if you want to be a stay-at-home mom, that is a feminist choice because you are choosing that.
女权主义其实是关于 choices, 关于选择权的。我也觉得哈，真正的这个女权从来不是与男人为敌，真正的女权应该是我们应该特别的自强，对吧？应该积极的去工作呀，从政啊，从商啊，成为各个行业的特别棒的一些人才。
Yeah.
并不是说你的孩子跟你姓，不跟爸爸姓就是一种女权。
Yeah.
Mary, 你结婚之后你想不想 take your husband's name?
Unless I can find someone with a cooler last name than me, I will not change it. So,
你觉得你的 last name 特别 cool, 对不对
I really like my last name.
Mary 的 last name, 她的姓是什么呢
Carta.
姓的意思。
Yes. There's a very important document in English history.Called the Magna Carta.
所以呢西方国家当中有一个非常非常非常非常著名的也特别重要的一个文献叫做英国大宪章。所以呢因为 Mary 的这个 last name, 她的姓呢叫做 Carta, 那么这个英国大宪章呢叫做 Magna Carta。所以呢 Mary 觉得她的姓是最酷的。那如果要是说你要生一个孩子的话如果跟你姓的话如果你的孩子 take your last name,你可以取名叫做 Magna, 给孩子取名叫 Magna, 英国大宪章。
I actually thought about it when I was in college. I really wanted to name my kid Margaret because then I could nickname her Maggie and then she would be Maggie Carta, which is as close to Magna Carta as I can get without actually naming a child Magna Carta.
听起来就是我才知道。如果孩子取名叫 Margaret, 然后 nickname 就会变成 Maggie, Maggie Carta 听起来就跟这个 Magna Carta 特别像变成英国大宪章了。哎，你知不知道我的英文名叫做 Margaret?
Yeah! So really, we should get married and then you can change your name to Margaret Maggie Carta. Think about it.
Hey, Mary, 你知道 有听众留言说特别喜欢你的 laughters,特别喜欢你的笑声、真的不止一个个大家都在说、
yeah. We can do a podcast that's just me laughing for like 15 minutes
Good idea
There we go, you're welcome
好那我们今天呢就聊这些
Yeah, I don't know about you but I had a lot of funTalking about this topic and researching this topic, and I hope you guys have fun listening to this topic.
我们准备这个话题的时候呢，我们都觉得学到了非常非常多的东西，文化里的一些差异。希望你们呢也能够 find it interesting. Okay, so this is Bibi.
This is Mary.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Hero, I don't wanna be a big man.Wanna fight with everyone else? Your masquerade. I don't wanna be a part of your parade. Everyone deserves a chance to walk with everyone else while holding down a job to keep my girl around.Maybe buy me some new strings and her a night out